Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
So meeting fans is always a great thing. Love it when, you know, you see us out, you say, hey, it's pretty cool. So I had an experience yesterday while I was running, and I want to first tell you what he said versus tell you what I heard, okay?
It's different.
So I'm on a jog, and this biker rides by me. And as he's passing me, you know, he gives he kind of turns around, gives a wave. He's like, hey, Ben, you rock! And waves, and that's awesome, you know, like a listener of the show and all that stuff. It's pretty cool.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, yeah. What I heard as this biker was passing me was, Warrock! It startled the heck out of me. I was like, oh! And
oh, my gosh.
Because he whips right by me, and then he kind of repeats it, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, you scared me. And I waved and everything, but my heart leapt up into my throat because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to get hit. I'm like, something's happening. Like,
so it took a while for it to settle in what he said until, like, after
he did what he said. He kind of slowed down and repeated what
he figured out that you were confused.
Yes, he did. Uh-huh. Yeah. So anyways, thank you, sir. I appreciate you listening and, you know, listening to the show whenever you can. And I'm sorry that I didn't give a more appropriate response, but
but I was currently scared for my life.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. All right. Hey, coming up next, I'm going to tackle this early. And I know it's super early and you're just probably, you know, waking up or whatever. But again, we have, like yesterday we did, we talked to a listener who had a similar kind of situation between wrestling with like Valentine's Day, you know, coming up this weekend, and her man, her boyfriend, right? So this listener is upset her boyfriend is watching football on Sunday rather than having an early Valentine's with her. And she kind of wants our advice on this. So, want to jump into that coming up here next. All right, if you're ever just wanting a second opinion or to get advice from someone who's not emotionally attached to the situation, you can always message us on 99.7DJX at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll try to help you out here. Got a message from a listener who said, I'm a big fan of you guys. And while I listen every day, I never messaged you before. Curious what you guys think. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. Everything's great. Here's the deal. I work 6 days a week. Sunday is my only day off. Since Valentine's Day is on Monday, I just assumed we're celebrating on Sunday, the 13th. To my surprise, maybe that's her mistake.
Uh-huh.
To my surprise, that's also the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And my boyfriend is planning to watch the game with his buddies.
Oh, yeah.
He says we can, quote, do Valentine's next weekend. I'm not into football at all. I'm upset, and he doesn't seem to understand. Am I being unreasonable? Should I be upset about this?
Well, I kind of understand. A lot of people like to watch the Super Bowl. So I don't think it's unreasonable for him to suggest, hey, let's just do it next weekend.
Yeah, and especially if, man, it goes back to, you know, the importance of that day and the meaning of that day is different for a lot of different people. Like for me, it's more of a, hey, let's just spread love around the family sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe an excuse to get some chocolates. Yeah. Chocolate heart.
Yeah. Not a huge deal in our family, but I get that, you know, others maybe see it really as an opportunity to get romantic and really spend some quality time with their significant other.
Yeah, but I don't see a problem with delaying it because the Super Bowl is a big deal and a lot of people like to watch it. So yeah. I know she doesn't like football, but there's a lot of other things going on surrounding the Super Bowl, like the halftime show, like all the fun commercials. I just watch for the commercials. I don't necessarily really care about the game.
Well, and just the social aspect of it,
yeah.
I think is...
Just hang out with your friends.
If nothing else, you know, it is a social event with a football game you know, as
happens
the back,
to be on.
As the backdrop of the action. Right, exactly. So
it, maybe she just looks at it that way. I mean, it could be just a fun afternoon to hang out with a bunch of their friends, and then they kind of do a little one-on-one special dinner night out the following Sunday. I don't see a problem with it. I think it's a reasonable request.
Yeah, you can always text us at 502-571-9970. Hunter says she's not going to find any support on her position.
Yeah,
LOL.
I don't think
it's
so either.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a pretty universally attended kind of event and a good excuse to like, hey, let's do it another day.
Well, and I think the issue is also she assumed. And what do they always say? Assuming makes an ass out of you and me. So
exactly.
You know, you need to.
Or the University of Maine, whatever.
If you are just assuming, maybe you should clarify and say, hey, you know, my day off is on Sunday. Do you want to do something for Valentine's Day? And in which case, you know, he'd be like, all right, well,
babe, it's the Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know, I'm planning on. You know, and especially, I think you should be included in that Super Bowl thing.
Well, sure, absolutely. Yeah. That's a thing where a bunch of people gather together. It's a bunch of, you know, you hang out with friends. It's not just a guy thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think you should probably know. You said, should I be upset about this? I don't think you should. I think there are, plus candy's going to be a lot cheaper on Tuesday than it is on
absolutely.
Monday.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe the restaurants won't be nearly as crowded.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you can do Valentine's Day whenever you want to. I mean, it's not, you know, married to a certain calendar day, and if it passes by and you don't celebrate it, then you've missed out. You can do that whenever you want.
Well, it is married to a specific calendar day.
Well,
but
it is, but I'm saying the celebration of it.
But you could also let them know that, you know, Sunday was my day off. I was really looking forward to doing something for Valentine's Day. So, I mean, it's cool. We can do it, you know, another day, and hopefully he'll get the hint.
Yeah,
that,
just plan on it.
You know, maybe he needs to go a little bit higher and do a little something extra special for you next weekend. So, all right.
I think we fixed it.
Hopefully it works out for you. Keep us posted. All right. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story. Kelly, what are you working on for that?
This family is kind of celebrating the Winter Olympics in a really fun way, and I kind of am inspired, like I want to try this.
All right. All right, Kelly, what do you got?
This is kind of just a daily dose of cuteness, courtesy of a family creating some Olympic events in their house. It's a luge down the stairs.
Come on, he's a brave person!
Oh, they're just like sliding down the stairs.
Yep, so Tristan Brody, his kids wanted to try the luge after seeing it on the Winter Olympics, so they covered their stairs with bed sheets, put on a helmet, some goggles, and away they went. It's pretty great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So I feel like, honestly, though, I don't think that my kids even need the sheets. They just slide down the carpeted stairs, like, on their butts.
Oh, okay.
But the sheets do make it look like it smoothed it out a little bit.
Right.
So, again, I think totally fun. We could totally do that. And the video is up on the website, WDJX.com, also on Facebook at 997DJX.
I feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.70JX.
It's Abasa, Dolores from Encanto, and you're listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7DJX.
So Encanto could be headed to Broadway, just like The Lion King, Aladdin, Frozen.
Oh, that'll be a fun show. How they're going to make the casita come alive is going to be interesting, but I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is pretty cool. Lin-Manuel Miranda said it could become a reality and, you know, go to Broadway, which I mean, that seems like the perfect next step for...
Oh, it's perfectly suited for that, yeah.
Encanto.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, we got more on WDJX.com if you want to read more about that. Hey, coming up next, it's a Set of the Bar story, and we always give you Set of the Bar stories. Why, Kelly?
Because they're examples of what you should not do in your life, or just maybe a situation you can try to avoid.
Yeah, and actually this is a bonus one, because we've got one coming up later this hour as well that we'll dive into. But yeah, it's always a think before you ink, tattoos while you wait. That's kind of the motto of a bunch of tattoo places around town.
Yeah, you hope that maybe you get a real good idea of what that's going to look like on your arm before it gets permanently put on your arm.
Yep, hashtag no regerts, and we'll find out why she's a setting the bar story next.
You are listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
I'd love to hear from people, and we talk about this from time to time on the show, who got a tattoo thinking they were going to get one thing, and then all of a sudden, once they see the finished product, it is and looks like something else.
Hashtag no regrets.
That's right. It's 99.7 DJX. That's where the setting the bar story is. And Kelly, describe what a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do, or we hope this does not happen to you.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Just like Kay learned the hard way. But you can manage to make it through the day without getting a Virgin Mary tattoo on your arm. You know, hashtag religion. Only to have it turn out looking like the female anatomy. You're doing okay.
Oh, that's a different kind of virgin.
Virginia.
That's what we used to call it.
Kind of looks like a vulva, yes.
Yes, it looks like that area.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, that's awkward. Oh, that is, wow, that's graphic.
So Kay shared this on TikTok. That's why we know.
Oh, that's a fail.
And she said, one of the best worst tattoos I've ever seen.
Best worst?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not, the coloring does not help. Yeah, I'll say that.
The tattoo on the woman's upper arm, it shows the Virgin Mary with like a halo of light above her head.
Uh-huh.
Wearing a flowing pink robe.
It's the flowing pink robe that looks real similar to something else that you'd find in an anatomy textbook.
Right. Right. It's Mary's robe that has provoked the most attention.
Well, and the pinkish color of it does not help. It does not help. It doesn't help.
No.
No. Like, you could make it blue. Maybe we change the color. Do you think it would help if we changed the color?
Possibly. And I got to think at some point the tattoo artist is to blame. And obviously, yes, the tattoo artist is to blame, but I mean, like, not because this was an unintentional, like, whoops, I accidentally, it, you know, I was really trying hard to, you know, recreate this picture of the Virgin Mary on your arm, but I accidentally made it look like this. I think it was more intentional.
And
there were several people who commented on the video that were like, this had to be intentional, right?
Like, don't they sketch it out first and, like, get them to approve the design before they permanently put it on your skin? Isn't that how that works? I don't know. I don't have any ink, so how does that work?
I don't have a tattoo, so I don't know if that is the case. Yeah,
I would want to see it first. Like, hey, sketch something up. Let me see. I want a little look-see before you put that on my arm.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that they do have some sort of, I don't know, how much she paid for it, you know? Maybe higher end tattoo artists do that for you. Maybe lower end tattoo artists are just like, hey, just show me a picture of what you want and I'll try to do it on your own.
Yeah, I'm amazing at what I do. You don't need to see a picture first. Just trust me. I don't know. I need someone who's gotten tattoos before to enlighten us on the process and how it's supposed to go, because I just want to know how this ends up happening.
Well, I've tweeted it so you can see exactly what we're talking about. At Ben and Kelly Show, hashtag no regrets.
hashtag maybe a little regrets.
Hashtag no regerts. however you want to look at it. But yeah, so setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a Virgin Mary tattoo on your arm, only to have it turn out looking like a female anatomy, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is not good. Not good at all. And you know what? Just another and many reasons why I don't have any tattoos. First of all, I don't like pain. Second of all, this would totally 100% happen to me.
That would happen to you.
That 1,000%.
That would be something that would happen to you, Kelly. Yeah.
Yes.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
And you know, weddings are really a personal thing, and it's your day to celebrate however you want.
Absolutely.
You know, some people enjoy more casual approaches to weddings. Others, they want to go glitz, glam, and all out. But
and sometimes you do both in the same ceremony.
Yeah, and don't know if it's necessarily a lack of communication or vision for that day that makes this a setting the bar story. But another one, wedding related, on the way in about 10 minutes. Of course, Ed Sheeran, setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. And you know what? Like, you know, you do you on your wedding day, right?
Sure, absolutely. It's to everyone's taste. There's big weddings, small weddings, fancy weddings, more casual weddings. They all are amazing.
Yes. And this setting the bar just shows that sometimes your taste in fashion differs between maybe the bride and the groom.
Okay, so maybe they weren't on the same page?
Maybe
with
not.
The theme?
If you can manage to make it through the day without wearing dirty sneakers, washed out tight skinny jeans.
Oh, no.
And a black t-shirt with the logo Palm Angels when you're the groom.
Oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
Okay. And the bride, were we kind of matching that look?
No, she was dressed as brides normally do. A fancy updo, beaded gown, tiara.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they did not have the same vision for the look of the wedding pictures. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I'll say that the reason we're talking about this is it went up on TikTok and kind of went viral. That video has since been taken down because probably so many people were having the same reaction we are right now.
Yeah, now, the internet wasn't kind.
Now, if we are playing devil's advocate, okay, it is an expensive wedding dress, a wedding gown. Those wedding gowns are genuinely pretty pricey, right? Uh-huh. And you, hopefully, as a bride, will only wear it once.
Sure. He could wear a suit or at least nice pants and a button-down shirt and a tie.
Sure.
Like, you can put a little effort into it.
But let me get to the devil's...
looks like he's been hanging out at the bar.
Let me get to the devil's advocate part.
Okay.
The shirt he's wearing is a designer shirt that literally the t-shirt ranges between, about $280.
That is wasted money. It's a t-shirt, for crying out loud.
And it sells in like places like Saks Fifth Avenue.
I cannot.
So he's wearing expensive clothes. However,
no,
the casualness of it is like, hey, when you're getting married at 4, but you got to meet your buddies at the bar at 6, you know, type of look.
That's the look. Yeah. No, unless you are wearing the price tag on that t-shirt, you cannot tell. It's a t-shirt. First of all, no one should be spending $300 on a t-shirt, for crying out loud. You can wear a suit. You can put a shirt and tie on. Nice pants. Nice shoes. Not dirty sneakers.
We'll tweet it out so you can take a look at his fashion.
I can't.
And,
I'd be so mad.
You know, as long as they're happy...
She said yes.
Yep, exactly.
She said I do.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, setting the bar.
Redo, though.
Let's just make sure you're on the same page fashion wise before you get married. If you can manage to get through the day without wearing some dirty sneakers, some faded jeans, and a black t-shirt when you're the groom, you're doing okay.
It's a special day that requires the outfit to be amped up at least a notch. That doesn't even look like a notch.
That's setting the bar. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So, want to let you know, because you may not be listening later in the show, to come back and check out the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. Because earlier this week, remember the manager who reached out asking whether she should give her friend a heads up that she was getting fired this week?
Oh, yeah.
Well, her friend was getting ready to buy an expensive car and she wanted to, like, warn her, right?
Yeah.
So I bring this up because we got an update from her late last night.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so 8:30 this morning, we'll have that update for you. But like I said, you're probably not going to be listening then, so I just want to, like, throw that out there as a reminder to come back and listen to the podcast, all right? WDJX.com. We got an update. 8:30 here this morning. Unfortunately, United States didn't add any medals to their total overnight.
Uh-oh, I'm kind of disappointed for Shaun White, knowing that this is his last Olympics.
Did he say it was his last? I know that he has...
I'm pretty sure he did.
Oh, okay. He's what, like 35? Like, he's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Shaun White placed fourth in the men's halfpipe. But I do want to take it back, a little flashback of Shaun White being interviewed after he won gold in the 2006 Olympics.
Uh-huh.
So just a kid then, you know?
Yep.
And he admitted that the flight attendants on the way home were giving him special attention.
Uh-huh. Were you showing?
Yeah.
Were you showing people on the airplane? Were people asking to see it? Or
the stewardess had all seen the games and they were just so excited to see me. And they're like, "You have the gold." And I had unlimited like service after that. I was getting drinks and I was getting snacks and I mean, I was taking photos in the back with all the stewardesses.
Wait a minute, drinks? You're 19 years old.
Oh, good point.
Uh-oh.
good point.
Oh no, damage control.
But Shaun White, being Shaun White.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
That was smooth.
I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
All right.
He called me baby. He called me baby. Okay. That's right. Ginger ale for Shaun White.
Yeah, she couldn't really recover.
She was flustered.
She was a little flustered. He flustered her for sure. I thought that was funny. And she continued
outstanding.
On.
Outstanding. Okay, getting a little warm here.
And then she's all like,
"So do you have a girlfriend?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh my gosh, that's the follow-up question."
Wow. When it goes from Mountain Dews to "Do you have a girlfriend?"
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
What a line.
On the jar.
What a line. So, anyway, Shaun White there, back in 2006. And he was just 19 after coming home with the gold. Finished fourth in the men's halfpipe. A 99.7 DJX. Hard to believe we're less than a month away for a radiothon. Norton Children's Hospital there. The 13th annual radiothon for Norton Children's Hospital. Presented by Bill Collins Ford. And I'll tell you, it's always special. But this year, I think it's pretty cool because we are adding teddy bears into the mix.
Oh, I love this. And you can buy one.
Yeah, for a kid at the hospital. And it's going to be super cool. And those are going to be available then, of course, during Radiothon, March 3rd and 4th.
And our fabulous sponsors help provide that.
Yeah, Thomas Car Wash for sure. So
Thomas Teddy's.
Yeah, I love it. That is coming up in less than a month on 99.7 JX. All right, so Kelly, you said this feel-good starts in kind of a scary lane.
Absolutely. So there's a really scary situation that went down when a four-year-old had to save his dad's life. So Matt was driving with his son Noah in Wisconsin to the park last November, just kind of a normal day. He started feeling strange, though, as he turned into the entrance of the park. He said, "I stopped at the entrance, hit the gas when I had the seizure, hit a telephone pole. It snapped in half and came down right beside our vehicle."
Noah grabbed his dinosaur and climbed out of the front passenger side door because he's seen a lady walking with her granddaughter down the park. So he climbed over power lines. He ran down and got help for us.
Wow.
Yeah. Emergency crews got there just in time to save his life.
Dang.
Now, this is a weird thing. Matt actually had a similar situation when he was four. He had to call 911 when his mom had a seizure, and he saved her life.
Wow, that is wild.
So here's the unfortunate part about it. Matt went to the hospital, turns out, had to have surgery. They discovered a brain tumor that came back as stage 4 cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
So as of Monday, they had a GoFundMe page created, and it's raised over $13,000 of a $20,000 goal. So he's still determined to beat it and work his way back to health, but just an amazing way that his son was able to, first of all, save his life and then get him to the diagnosis.
Oh my gosh, that is...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. Kelly and I are both married, got kids. We both have stories of nearing the birth of one of those kids, there being the potential of someone being missing.
Meaning the husband.
Right. I was going to say, you are obviously going to be present. My wife, yep, obviously going to be present at the birth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. But my husband decided to go see a Jimmy Buffett concert in Cincinnati. Oh, and so did my OBGYN.
The person that was going to be delivering your...
Yep.
Your kid.
Yep. They were like, it's going to be fine. It was about 3 weeks from my due date, which it was our first. Had no idea if he was going to come early or not. So I was a little nervous.
Yeah. I mean, 3 weeks is getting into that sort of zone where, yeah, you know, you just got to kind of be ready, right?
Exactly. Now, he ended up being like real late. I was begging, like, listen, he's going to walk out and ask for the keys to the car if we wait any longer.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And then I remember, I think with Zoe, I had a quick trip to New York City days before her due date.
Oh, wow.
And I remember my wife giving me explicit instructions of, yeah, 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 go. But if you miss the birth of your daughter, it was one of those where I was like, it'll be fine.
Oh, it'll be fine. Gonna be fine. It'll be fine. No, she's not gonna come early.
So you know, look, it worked out. It worked out. I was
sure
present,
and here we are.
Yeah, your husband was present. Everything's good.
Uh huh.
So, we're gonna jump into this coming up next. But she's wondering if she's the jerk for being upset because her husband may be missing the birth of their kid.
Yep, he has plans on their due date.
It's not a Jimmy Buffett concert.
It's not.
And if you ever have a situation where you're like, you know what, I don't know necessarily what to do, and I've asked the people around me, or maybe I can't ask the people around me, and you just want a third opinion, you can message us at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll toss it out to our listeners and see if we can get you some support.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so, well, we saw this on Reddit. A 25-year-old pregnant woman got on Reddit to ask if she was the jerk for being upset that her husband is willing to skip out on what is supposed to be one of the most important days in their life together for a superhero movie.
I mean, but what movie?
Well, she said her husband wanted to see The Batman with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, the new one, right.
On the day that it hits theaters because... Hashtag spoilers.
Oh.
He doesn't want any spoilers, so he wants to see it on the day it comes out. The only possible snag is that her due date is that day. And she said, I know that only a fraction of babies are actually born on the exact due date, but I have a feeling I might be one of those cases. So this is what he said. Even if I end up having the baby that day while he's watching the movie, at worst, he'll arrive a few hours late. Not a big deal.
Okay. So she's wanting support and going, hey, am I okay to be feeling upset about this?
Yes, you're okay to be feeling upset about that, because that is one of those situations in life, milestones, that happens one time. You don't get another chance to witness the birth of your child.
Yeah.
So again, the only way is if you are deployed, serving our country, and for that, we thank you for your service.
I agree with probably the peanut gallery in saying that, yeah, you're good to feel, upset. And maybe, I mean, is there a late night, midnight showing where it's not into the meat of the day of your due date, and that maybe your husband could go see The Batman at midnight? And
maybe, but then you better not fall asleep.
Right.
During the big moment.
Right. No, I get that, but I'm just saying that there could be a compromise or, you know, you wait and see if, like, sometimes the birthing process takes a long time. So I'm
it
just,
sure,
I,
sure
I'm
can.
Just,
yes.
I'm, what
I've,
I'm trying
I've
to do.
I've had friends that were induced and it took like 18 hours.
What I'm trying to do is find a happy medium here where he can see his movie on the day it comes out, even though that is the due date. So maybe he doesn't buy tickets just yet, and or he buys tickets, who knows? And even if they do go to the hospital, you know, maybe the doctor is like, all right, you know, you're 8 centimeters dilated. We're going to wait until you're, what is it, 10 centimeters dilated until, you know, we start the labor process. And so that could take a couple more hours. And then at that point, you could be like, all right, got a couple hours. Poof. See ya.
Okay.
I'll be back.
It's just, it's a really big risk.
Sure, it's a risk. Movie. But you know what? High risk, high reward, right?
Robert Pattinson or me?
Natalie said, my coworker's husband missed the birth of their third child because he was at work. And on the way to the hospital, my coworker had to be picked up in the ambulance and delivered their son in the ambulance.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Well, you didn't see that coming.
No.
I guess a lot of people do have maybe demanding jobs.
Brittany said, if my husband left me alone at the hospital to go see a movie, I would no longer have a husband.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I was thinking. I predicted a lot of people would be like that. I predicted it.
Bridget says, hell no. I'm in labor and my husband leaves to see a movie when we're throwing, we are throwing hands. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew that's how they'd react. We've covered, I think, the excused absences. Number one being serving our country.
Listen, Brooke says she should just go to the movie with them.
Excuse me?
Yeah, and it would make for a funny story if her water broke at the theater or she delivered the baby at the theater.
Oh, there, that is, you know what, I thought. Like, now, the theater people would probably not want to bring that up.
They're not going to know. They're not,
okay.
They're not going to know it was all premeditated, right?
That's true. She could just say, oh, he's early. Didn't know that that was going to happen today.
Susie says, yeah, she has a right to be upset because he's making plans for a very important day. But first, labors last a long time. My son's labor was 52 hours. Now, okay, I say that. I say that. But my sister-in-law was pregnant and she was nearing her due date. And we were all just playing cards over at my house when she's like, oof. Oof.
Oh, no.
And then she's just like, yeah, no, it's fine. I just got a little bit of pain, you know. And then I was like, yeah, you're in labor. My wife was like, you need to go to the hospital now. And like an hour later, my niece was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean.
Wow.
Oof. I mean, and it was done.
Yeah, I was at a party where a friend of mine's water broke. That was an interesting experience.
Do you have an interesting story of the reason why you missed the birth of your child? 502-571-9970. We're just talking about this woman who is wondering if she's the jerk for being upset that her husband wants to see the Batman and it could conflict with her due date on the exact day that she's set to deliver their baby. A bunch of people. I think everybody, you know, it's like Ashley's like, the amount of support a pregnant mom and a new mom needs days before, day of, and days after is a lot. And for him to say deal and do the thing because of hashtag spoilers, no. So it's like, you know, is there a good excuse to miss the birth of a kid? Scott says Super Bowl would be okay, I think.
A Super Bowl is acceptable?
Scott.
Oh, my
You
goodness.
Didn't understand the assignment, my man.
No, he didn't understand the assignment. Unless you have tickets to be at the game that you are not paying for. Maybe. Because those tickets are outlandishly expensive. You know what? I take that back.
Angie says, with my first grandson, my daughter had several false alarms of thinking she was in labor. So the day before she was scheduled to have a C-section, she started having contractions. Son-in-law called to see if I'd take her to hospital since he was at work. So anyways, things escalate and I give her a call, or I give him a call, and he was still delivering pizzas.
Oh, wow.
My daughter called his work and said, hey, he needs to be off and he needs to leave. He did make it for the birth, but just by a second. So,
oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Now see, Patricia, I had said that I didn't think one person was going to think that she was the jerk in this scenario. I found her. Patricia.
Oh,
said she is being childish. If he missed the birth, then she'd have something to complain about. Complaining now is just stupid. I know very, very few women that give birth on their actual due date. Don't borrow worry or fights over if.
I mean, she's kind of got a point where it's like, you're pregnant, you're dealing with so much stress anyways. Try to, I mean, but you can't deal with, I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's a movie. You can see.
It's literally a movie.
At another time.
It's a movie.
I don't think that it's a valid risk to take.
Jenna says, hey, there are reasons to miss the birth of your child. If you're kicked by a horse in the head, saving your mother. If you're in jail.
If
the Batman actor himself is coming to christen the child and paying for all the expenses in college.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Those are really good ones.
All right. If you want to leave your comment, you can up at Ben and Kelly Show. I want to give you a heads up for something that's coming up here in about a half an hour on 99.7 DJX. Remember the manager who reached out to us earlier this week? Ask him whether she should give her friend the heads up that she was going to be getting fired later this week.
Yeah, and we were kind of divided. Like, I didn't think that I couldn't not tell, but that's why I'm not in management. A lot of people in management said, nope, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Yeah, her friend was going to buy an expensive car. She kind of wanted to give her the heads up, like, you know, pump the brakes.
Pause. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got an update from her late last night, so we'll have that for you coming up in about a half an hour. On 99.7 DJX. Yes! Sports! So there's a big old concert happening Sunday. Lots of fanfare there in L.A., SoFi Stadium. Oh, yeah.
And they're playing a football game.
And there is a football game, too.
Behind it, yeah.
Yeah, the Los Angeles Rams, Cincinnati Bengals. Before we get to our Super Bowl Wheel of Bears... Wheel of Dares bet. As you are watching the national anthem sung by country artist Mickey Guyton and America the Beautiful, know that there is a Louvillian who's going to be signing on behalf of the NFL. Like signing, like doing sign language.
Sign language, yeah. How cool is that?
Actress Sandra Mae Frank. She attended the Kentucky School for the Deaf. And, yeah, she's going to be doing the sign language of both the national anthem and America the Beautiful.
So, that's a big deal. And, you know, her dad has messaged the show for years, like kind of updating us on her acting gigs. She's done quite a few things.
Yeah, so it is pretty cool. So she even tweeted out, news is out. See you all at Super Bowl February 13th.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. That is...
That's going to be electric just to be in the stadium.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Knowing that tickets are just insane.
Yeah, the average price of tickets is like in the $8,000 range. That's the average price. That means it takes the most expensive and the most cheap and it puts them together.
Okay. Oh, dang.
That's a lot. That is wild.
That's enough. Like I will never go to that event. Unless someone says, here's a free ticket, Kelly. I mean, all right.
Well, if you're watching at home, like, you know, 99.7% of the country, then you're more than likely going to be gaining weight as...
well, that's not what we want to hear.
A percentage of, at least if you're a guy, guys say they gain weight during football season and... mainly like on the Super Bowl when all you do is eat and drink all day.
Oh, wow.
So,
like, hey, put down the chip and the dip.
But
you don't need any more of that.
I'm telling you what, everybody is excited about the halftime show. You got Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, Sean Forbes, and Warren Sipe going to be there too, the deaf rappers.
It's going to be pretty epic.
Yeah. And now here's one thing that Dr. Dre says you are not going to see during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Can we look forward to any surprises?
I'm not talking about that.
What?
But yes. Yes, but I'm not going to talk about it.
So there will be surprises.
Absolutely.
There won't be any wardrobe malfunctions, though, if that's what
Snoop, you're talking
about. So Snoop's all like, there's not going
to
be any wardrobe malfunctions.
Snoop, that's I'm going to need to keep your shirt on, all right?
I may not.
No, I had to talk Snoop and Eminem out of pulling their...
Whoa!
What? No,
said,
sir.
Keep your junk.
I don't think you had to have that conversation. I think that was understood.
Keep your junk in your pants.
It's especially Eminem.
Right. Yeah. That's Slim Shady.
Oh, wow.
So you are not going to see that during
that's
the Super Bowl halftime show. All right.
But will we see any pasties? They didn't mention that.
That is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is time for that time-honored tradition on the show. Friday before the Super Bowl to place our Wheel of Dares bet. Now,
why haven't we burned it?
We kind of talked about this yesterday, and we're not going to really, unless your attitude has changed, we're not going to need to pull like names or teams out of a hat. Right?
No, I'm letting you have the Bengals because you're from Ohio.
No.
For the Rams.
No. Say the real reason.
What? Well, the Rams have better odds. But I'm just letting you root for your home state.
I know. I am a Bengals fan, and so I'm so excited after this would be their third trip to the Super Bowl. They haven't yet won one. And I mean, honestly, if the Rams weren't playing the Bengals, I would want the Rams to win because I love the story of Matthew Stafford. I think his story, his worst to first sort of story, is a great storyline. But
yeah,
man, I gotta pull for Houdet and the Bengals.
Yeah, in my heart, I'm hoping for the. I always like to root for the underdog. So in my heart, I'm hoping the Bengals pull it out, but. If I'm being honest, I'm going with the odds.
Okay.
And so, hoping that's going to play in my favor, so I'm not spinning the Wheel of Dares.
So the Wheel of Dares, if you've never heard this show before, we make bets periodically, and the loser will have to spin the wheel, and on the wheel contains various things. And I got to be honest, the last one that we did, the condiment as a skin lotion, it still is getting thousands of views on YouTube. So, I mean,
I went upstairs
and
found like tons of condiments, made a little facial, whipped it up and put it on my face.
That's what I'm saying.
It was disgusting.
I know. And I'm saying it's not always horrible. But sometimes it is.
No, so, that was pretty bad.
Anyways, Super Bowl Wheel of Dares bet. Who did? I'm going for the Bengals. You're going for the favored Rams. And the loser of the Super Bowl will also be a loser on this show.
Yep.
Come Monday.
Suffer some amazingly awful fates.
All right. So there you go. That is our Super Bowl bet. Mark it on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always. Hey, Kelly, are you on our text line?
Yeah.
You should look at our listener Kelly's text that she just sent us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So,
delicious.
Our listener Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, not Y, showed us this uniquely shaped chicken strip she got last night.
Uh huh.
And she's allowing us to share it, so I'm going to tweet it first.
It's real obvious what it looks like. Real obvious. Like, that's perfection.
And she didn't stick it in her mouth. She didn't eat it, she says. I'm telling you, you're missing out.
Why not? I would have taken the picture and then enjoyed that.
I would have dipped it from the tip.
Yeah. Dipped it in a little ranch.
Oh, my God. No, I don't know. Oh, my God. That would look too wild. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see the picture that
so great
Kelly sent it. Thank you, by the way, for thinking of us.
I've gotten a fish stick like that before.
Have you?
I took a picture of it too. When you see that, you take a picture of it.
Yeah, for sure. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Look, we give advice every single day. It's group therapy. That's what we do. And if you ever have an issue that you're facing, you can always reach out to us, and we'll offer up what we feel and what our listeners feel is the best route to take.
I feel like most of the time it's pretty good advice. Sometimes we differ. We're not always united on what to do, but there's a lot of good ideas to sift through and see what's going to work for your situation.
Yeah, and if I recall, I want to say that you and I kind of fell on opposite ends of what she should do. So I don't know if that mixed her message, but I'm going to give you the very first sentence of her update, which we'll have the full update here in just a couple minutes. But the first sentence says, I messed up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So either her friend already got let go and is now upset at her.
Oh, no.
Or
no,
she
I,
let
I think she told.
Her friend know
oh,
what
no.
was going to happen.
she probably was all Team Kelly. She's like, well, Kelly told me to tell, so I'm going to tell. And now she's probably in trouble. This is not going to be good.
Yeah, it's all caps. I messed up. So we got that Lord. Update for you next. Helping people out every single day. That's what we try to do, at least.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Kelly, why don't you set it up and I'll give the update, okay?
Okay, so she reached out when she found out one of her good friends, who was a coworker, her job was about to change, and she kind of felt compelled to maybe warn her, despite the fact that she was in management, and she kind of got wind of maybe some cutbacks, and her friend was going to be on the list. Her friend was getting ready to buy a new car, so yeah. She was just wanting to know, like, hey, you know, do I give her a heads up? Otherwise, I feel like she's going to be really mad if she does get fired, and then she's going to know that I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, and that's a real tough spot to be in.
It is.
You know, because remember, like, she's not the manager of her friend, and they came yeah. into the company about the same time. You know, she got a management position and is head over another department, but, like, she got this information, and I think Kelly and I kind of wavered on both sides of what she should do.
I showed why I'm never in management. I know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I was like, I feel like you have to tell her, even if it's like a very vague way of like, hey, I caught wind of maybe some stuff happening with the company. I don't know exactly what's going to go on, but maybe we don't buy anything big right now until we find out what's happening.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, probably best just to suck it up and be there to comfort her when she does get let go.
Yeah, a lot of people in management reached out and said, you cannot. Yeah, you cannot tell. Yeah. You cannot.
Okay, you ready for the recap? Mm-hmm. So she reached back out to us after full transparency. I sent her a quick note, just said, hey, any update?
Uh-huh.
And
you like to fish I for the updates.
Well, sometimes you have to. So she wrote back and said, all caps, I messed up.
She told.
She said, I know most everyone said to not say anything, but she and her husband told me yesterday that they were headed to the dealership to buy the car.
Oh, abort mission!
I couldn't let her, in good faith, make that purchase knowing she's about to get let go.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I sent her a text that just said, don't do it.
Oh, God, really?
I knew she would ask me why, but I wasn't prepared in the moment, and I told her, I know our company is going through some downsizing, and she, quote, might be on the list.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. There's no might be on the list. It's just, oh, no.
Man, this is, she says.
That's too specific. We didn't say get that specific. We just said keep it vague.
She says, well, no, you said keep it vague.
I did.
She says, I thought that would be it. I thought I was vague enough by saying might.
No.
But she immediately called me.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
She asked me what I knew. And she needed to know now because she and her husband were at the dealership.
No, no, no. Just get back in your car and you drive home.
Which, by the way, if I'm the car salesman at that point, you're like, hey, come on, sign, quick, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. What,
it's gonna be fine. Just sign right there.
I don't know what's happening, but you guys look distressed. You need to sign. Sign
you know
quick.
What? We'll fix that stress. A new car
will. She writes, I just told her it wouldn't be smart to make that purchase now because things, quote, could be changing with her job.
Oh, okay.
But she kept pressing. Until I finally told her that she was losing her job tomorrow.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
So then she writes, she got mad at me and yelled at me for telling her and even went so far as to accuse me of not trying harder to save her position.
Oh my goodness. But she's not even in her department.
She writes, she told me she wasn't going quietly.
Oh, no. She's going to Jerry Maguire it.
And
who's
told
coming with me? Who's coming with me?
And told me to, quote, just wait and hung up. I tried calling her back, but she kept sending me to voicemail. Now I'm freaked out that she's going to do something crazy tomorrow at work. I'm thinking of calling in sick. I'm sorry I didn't listen. What should I do? Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. So wait. Angry and is just going to leave the place burning on her way out. That's not good.
Is that today then? That would be today.
That's today.
Oh, my God.
You want to text her again? Just say, hey, any update?
Oh, my gosh. Should we message her? I
don't know, but this is bad. This is one thing that people said could probably happen. She'd fly off the handle and go tell other people, and then it's all going to come back to her as being the one that told.
Man,
then what if she's wrong? That was brought up too. What if she's wrong and her friend isn't actually getting fired?
Sure, we're bringing up a whole lot of points now that it doesn't matter what we would have said. I think she was going to tell her friend regardless of what we said.
I'm surprised that her friend didn't see any sort of like, well, thank you for telling me and saving us from making this what could be costly mistake.
Well, I don't know. Yeah,
she just
got angry, I guess. That was a reaction I guess we weren't anticipating.
No,
we were just thinking about
the messenger big time.
We were just thinking about the ramifications of like her employer coming back down on her and going, yeah, that's a no-no. And
yeah, you can't tell.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, hopefully. Dang, that. Okay, so we're going to have to get an update on Monday.
You know that pit?
Yes.
You feel in your stomach when you think that maybe you're getting fired. I feel that. I feel that right now.
All right. Well.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So we're going to have to follow back up with her and see what goes down.
Oh. I hope that after the initial shock of that information, her friend calmed down and realizes that she could make a very bad situation a lot worse for a lot of people.
Yeah, if you're the friend listening and you're like, wow, this situation sounds very familiar to what just happened to me.
Assume we're talking about you and don't do that.
Yes, exactly. Assume it's you that we're talking to right now. Yes. Don't burn a bridge.
No, that's never a good idea.
Whatever industry you're in is small enough as it is, I'm assuming, and man, just don't burn a bridge.
Just let it play out. See how it works. Carry yourself with dignity. Okay?
Yeah.
If you are shown the door, you walk out with your head high.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Don't take anybody else with you.
Let us know what happens. We'll have to get that update.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. On 99.7 DJX. They won't. All right.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the fanfare means it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I spit our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It is all tied up, Kelly.
Oh, the pressure is on me to regain my commanding lead, and that's such a beautiful trophy right there, isn't it?
That's right. It is the world-famous You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy.
It's the taped-on label that really makes it unique and priceless in my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it is tied up, and first person who laughs loses. I don't remember who got the victory. It would have been me getting the victory yesterday, because I haven't had a lead in this game in what seems like over a year.
Yes. It's been a while. This could be your lucky day, Sparky.
Never know.
It's a little Valentine's theme.
I mean, okay. All right.
We're sprinkling them in. Just a little sprinkle.
All right, so losers go first.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Who always has a date on Valentine's Day, Ben?
Who?
Calendar.
Yeah, the whole idea of Valentine's Day jokes are going to get old pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
Why did the sheriff lock up her Valentine?
Why did the sheriff lock up her Valentine?
He stole her heart.
Ba-doom.
Hey, can we get those out of the way?
I got just a couple more. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why would Forrest Gump be a good Valentine?
Why?
He'd probably gift a box of chocolates.
I told my neighbor I was too scared to grow an apple tree. You know what he said to me?
What'd he say?
Grow a pear!
I like that. An armed man, Ben, ran into a real estate agency and he shouted, "Nobody move!"
Mm-hmm.
It's a real estate agency. People buy houses and then move.
Gotcha.
Nobody move!
That was good.
Yeah.
Kelly, why were the Forks disappointed on Valentine's Day?
Why were the Forks disappointed on Valentine's Day?
All they wanted to do was spoon.
Adorable.
Thank you.
Cute, cozy. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Husband said, my wife asked me if I'd seen the dog bowl. He told her no. I didn't know he could.
Probably would bowl better than I do.
Probably.
Dog has something to say about that, too.
They were upset about that one.
Did you hear they've been... Oh, I'll wait for that one. My favorite childhood memory...
What's your favorite childhood memory?
My favorite childhood memory is building sandcastles with my grandpa.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, until my mother took the urn away from me.
Oh, wow.
It's too laugh, you lose.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was solid. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm?
How can you save money on Valentine's gifts?
How?
Become single.
Ah, smart. Kelly, roses are red.
Uh-huh.
Violets are blue.
Yeah.
If he's busy on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
The side chick is you.
Solid. Solid. Did not see that coming. Solid.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Got drunk yesterday, threw up in the elevator. Disgusting on many levels.
Ah. Yes. Kelly, did you hear they started giving Viagra? Repeat that. Kelly, did you hear they've started giving Viagra to men in their retirement home?
I did not hear that.
Yes, it just keeps them from rolling out of bed.
Great. Logistics.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What did the couple say after they were struck by Cupid's arrow?
What?
Ouch. It's an arrow.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I decided to stop calling the bathroom John, renamed it Jim. I feel so much better saying... I went to the gym this morning.
Oh, I like that. That's cute. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Butch, Jimmy, and Joe.
Butch, Jimmy, and Joe who?
Butch your arms around me, Jimmy a kiss, and let's Joe.
Kelly, what do you call a potato with a wiener?
What?
A dictator. You were trying to hold your breath.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying.
That's not even fair. That's not even fair. Just holding your breath.
Oh, I couldn't breathe.
All right.
Oh, you it was a
it.
Long time to hold out.
Got
oh,
it. Congratulations.
Oh, the dictator. Oh, I can't. I'm never going to look at a potato.
No.
Oh, that's always going to look different to me.
Okay. Well, there
oh,
you go.
Oh, wow.
You regained the lead once again.
I did.
Enjoy it.
Did you almost? Is that the one that you did a little too early almost?
No, it was the Viagra one.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Oh, you had some solid material. You thought it was just all filler. That was pretty solid.
No, all of my Valentine's Day jokes were filler.
No, that's, yeah, so were mine.
That's 100%. If you're going to do the weekend date thing in preparation for Valentine's Day on 99.7 EJX, there are a few movies that are out this weekend. First, Death on the Nile. That's the, I guess, sequel, I guess, to the Agatha Christie Murder on the Orient Express from 2017.
A lot of people are in that, right?
Yeah, like Gal Gadot, Russell Brand, Armie Hammer, Rose Leslie from Game of Thrones. So yeah, you're going to recognize a lot of people.
The bereaved, as one at every wedding party. The good Dr. Windlesham proposed to Miss Ridgeway when she was still Miss Ridgeway. He and the papers both had the deal as good as done.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a whodunit, right? So
yeah.
Death on the Nile, that is out. Blacklight, that's the Liam Neeson movie. But I hear it's like, it reminds me of Taken. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen to this.
I have information about your story.
You're a federal agent involved in a secret FBI program.
I work off the books.
The United States government is killing innocent civilians.
What did you do?
If you try to stop me, you're going to need more men.
Yeah, so
Liam Neeson's always going against the man.
Yeah, so Liam Neeson, he kind of plays that tough freelance government op guy. So, Blacklight, Death on the Nile, and then There's the Jennifer Lopez Owen Wilson movie.
Oh, marry me. Listen, it's a Netflix movie at best. Like this doesn't feel like a go to the theater kind of experience, but it's really sweet. She showed up to the premiere wearing like a bridal inspired dress with Ben Affleck, and they were very PDA.
Yeah, so the premise, J-Lo and Maluma are a power couple. They're about to live stream their wedding. And
She's a pop star.
Right, right. I know. I mean, real stretch there.
Uh-huh.
But then right before the ceremony, the tabloids release photos that show Maluma cheating on her with her assistant. So then she's looking out in the crowd because this is a live stream. There's 20 million people watching it. And she sees Owen Wilson, some random guy in the audience, holding a sign that says, marry me.
You know, they say if you want something different, you have to do something different. So this time, for the first time, you make a different choice.
What's she going to do?
And you just...
What do you do?
Say yes.
What?
Sure.
What?
I'll marry you.
No!
Okay. You.
Stop it!
Yeah. I mean, I want to see it, but I'm not going to pay, like, theater prices to go see it. Like, I'll wait.
I mean, it's streaming on Peacock, so if you got that, you can watch it on Peacock, too. So.
Now, listen, there are, like, other movies that look like they should be in the theater that are going to be on Netflix. The Adam Project is one of those, starring my boyfriend Ryan Reynolds and Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer Garner.
Is that one that has that he has his cute scenes with the kid?
Yeah, well, he comes back to help his younger self.
Oh, then that's it. Yeah,
kind of deal with the death of his father and then save the future at the same time.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah, and then did you see Jurassic World Dominion?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be another Jurassic World movie, but here we are this summer. It's the epic conclusion to the saga.
Or is it? Is it going to be like Fast and the Furious and just continue to roll?
No, they said this is the last one. Like, we're done. The dinosaurs have gotten all over the world.
Okay.
And so now they got to fix that.
All right, so whether your weekend plan includes nothing, just Super Bowl, or checking out a movie, there are some options for you on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX with $1,000 sitting there in Cupid's diaper just waiting for you to stick your hand in and grab out up at the website at WDJX.com. Little Cupid's cash. And I know that Valentine's Day sneaks up on you every single year and it changes and it's so unpredictable. But this is your reminder. It's Monday and to get in to win, all right? And if you wanted to check out and maybe use some of the Valentine's Day jokes that we used on You Laugh, You Lose earlier, let this be a warning to you. We got a text message from a listener who was like, good morning. Hey, good joke about the potato and the wiener. I told that in the break room and the supervisor overheard me. I have a 3-day weekend now. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Did we get him suspended?
It looks like he has the day off now. So maybe.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe that's a good thing, though. Maybe he was wanting the day off. And so that was, it was a reward for having such a great joke.
Oh, you know what? That's what it was.
That's probably what it was.
Great joke. You know what? You should go enjoy the rest of the day off because you made us all giggle.
You made us all giggle.
Congratulations.
You, my friend, are the winner of today.
Oh, no.
Let's just put that out as either a warning or a challenge. Either one. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So do you have any plans this weekend for Valentine's Day, Kelly? Or are you going to plan on something just Monday?
Well, see, we don't make it a huge deal in our house either. We typically go to the drugstore, buy some of our favorite candy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get I will say this. My husband always gets me a little heart box of the assorted chocolates.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
How long have we been married? I don't have the heart to tell him.
Oh,
those
yeah.
are not my favorite. They're not my favorite. I got him a box, like a little heart box of like our favorite little mini-sized candy bars.
Okay.
Like Kit Kats and Baby Ruth's in there and all that stuff. Like,
right.
I love that. So, I'm still trying to teach by example.
Hey, okay. Okay.
I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, please. Please do. We're just doing like Super Bowl stuff this weekend.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah. And
we're going to the neighbors.
And Yeah. So that's pretty much what this weekend's going to be all about. You know, my wife has got a gig out of town, and and then Super Bowl on Sunday. So if you missed it, Wheel of Dares bet has been laid down. Kelly, being the huge Rams fan she is.
Not a huge Rams fan. I don't care. This show is stupid.
is putting her money behind the Los Angeles Rams.
I'm putting no money.
Me putting my money behind the Cincinnati Bengals. So we'll see who wins. Of course, it is not money, as Kelly said. It is a Wheel of Dares spin. That is
it's
what's
tragic
on the line.
Consequences. Yeah,
so
really.
There you go. Uh-huh. All right. So if anything, and then we've got to update you on our group therapy update that we just got.
Wait a second. Did you get like another update?
No.
We had an update earlier and it was kind of like playing out in real time.
It was. And so if you'll recall, to catch you up really fast, there was a manager who reached out to us earlier this week asking whether like she should give her friend a heads up that she was going to be getting the axe, right?
Because the friend was going to like buy a car and she's all like, no.
Yeah.
It was going to stretch her even if she kept her job.
Yeah, exactly.
Let alone lose it.
Exactly. And so we got the update earlier in the show that, and I'm not going to tell you the entire update, but the manager said she messed up.
Yeah.
She done messed up.
She told, and the friend did not take it well.
Hey, so what's your point?
That girl who told her friend she's going to get fired.
Yeah,
because the friend's going to say,
yeah.
She's going to be on the cut list too.
I think. Well, especially if her friend is that angry, there's a chance that she's going to finger her at work.
And I want to know if she bought the car.
All right, these are all questions we're going to need to have answered. Yes.
That's right, Ben. That's right. All right, you and Kelly have a great morning.
All right, I'll do my best. All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Right, bye-bye.
Yeah, no, she didn't buy the car. They left. They were at the dealership. They left. They didn't buy the car.
Oh, did we get confirmation on that?
Yes.
I glossed over that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So Monday.
And yeah, she's probably going to say, yeah, well, she told me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all going to come crumbling down. I'm choosing to think, though, that once she got home and the initial shock and anger wore off, that maybe she was going to calm down, realize that her friend was trying to look out for her. Like, I was really shocked that she was so mad at the messenger.
Yeah.
It wasn't her decision.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll give you an update on Monday on what happens there with group therapy.
Or she's never listening or talking to us again.
That's right. That's
one
right.
Or
we're never going to hear from her again. That and we kick off a week of giving you free tickets to the Lumineers. So that is all starting Monday. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Go Bengals. Hooday.